Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome to the Racing Postcast with me, Rob Lee, your stand-in presenter for today. And I'm joined by betting editor Keith Melrose and Paddy Power's Connor Magner. We're on to day four of the Cheltenham Festival, and what a festival it has been so far. In today's show, we will briefly go through what's happened this week. We'll give you tips for today's action, including the big one, the Cheltenham Gold Cup. We'll look at some of the boys' anti-post fancies for the 2021 Cheltenham Festival, and we'll look ahead to the weekend's action. Whew, got through it. Got through the intro, okay. Keith, it's been a week of drama off and on the race course. How has your punting been so far, and what has been the race of the festival for you?
All right, well, the punting-wise, it's been very bitty. Couple of big scoops, Shishkin, Dame de Compagnie, and, you know, chivvying away, trying not to lose too much of it the rest. A couple of each-way collections, but nothing really exciting bar those two. And the race of the week, I mean, God, there's been so much. I think for pure drama, even though I was so against Champ,
yeah,
that RSA was just so dramatic to watch.
Yeah,
you could see, you knew that the Irish pair had gone hard, and it wasn't until they were well over the back of the last you started thinking, oh, hello, maybe they have gone a little bit too early here. And Champ, he jumped like a wardrobe, and then he finished like he did. It was really, really exciting to watch, even though it was on the wrong side for betting purposes for me.
I mean, we'll get on to the anti-post selections for the 2021 festival, but just quickly, could you have him on the back of that for the Gold Cup next year, Keith?
I'd rather back him for the 2022 cross country.
Brilliant. And Connor, for a bookmaker, it must have been murder with the uncertainty of whether Cheltenham would be on or off, especially today as well. What's been your highlight of the week?
Sorry, I was over for the first 2 days myself, and even though I was on Manila Indo and the RSA, I do have to agree with Keith, like the throes of emotions in the grandstand during the RSA were unbelievable. The two horses going at it from a long way out, jumping impeccably in the main, and then so it looked to be battling out a rousing finish, and then Champ come out of nowhere. Obviously a well-named horse because McCoy brought plenty of horses up the hill in similar fashion. That's probably the most memorable race of the 3 days so far.
And how happy are Paddy Power with the likes of Paisley Park and Defy B&B? I mean, Keith described the champion chase as the Schlur chase. I found that quite funny. it did cut up a part, and we will never know what would have happened. But Paisley Park, Defy Desoit, it must have been good for Paddy Power.
Yeah, like the start of the week, the Tuesday was probably in the punter's favour. In the bookies' favour, but as the days have gone on, it certainly moved in the bookies' favour even more so. The Wednesday, Defy Desoit and Tiger Roll both getting beat. Yesterday wasn't too much to in the punters' favour either. So I think it's safe to say the bookies are comfortably ahead going into the final day. But a lot can change today. Friday, day four tends to be the biggest turnover day of the week. Nobody's packing up and going home just yet.
Connor, who's your biggest loser in the Gold Cup as of Friday morning?
I believe that. Just check it, to be honest. I haven't checked it. Panda's Oboe has been actually a quite well back horse. And a bigger price. We've seen a bit for Elegant Escape at a monster price. Looking at the stamina factor.
Yeah, well, obviously we'll come to the Gold Cup in a bit, but he's the only horse that's got an interest in turning it into a right slog. I'm just not sure he's fast enough to make it one.
I wouldn't have thought he'd be good enough myself, but it's the kind of race where it's a real taxing test of horse, and I suppose I can see punters making the case he can finish and maybe nick a place later on.
Well, let's...
For winning purposes, he wouldn't be for me.
Well, let's get into it then, lads. Cheltenham Gold Cup, 3:30, 12 runners go to post. It's over 3 mile, 2.5. Connor, give us a show, and then Keith will go for your selection.
Yeah, the latest round of betting, just a reminder, Paddy Power paying 4 places on the Gold Cup. We have an extra place all races today.
Lovely.
We're 11 to our Album Photo, 92 Santini, 5 to 1 Delta Work, 8 to 1 Candace Oboe, and Last in Translation, 10 to 1 Kimboy, 14s St. Percy and 22s Barre.
Keith, who do you fancy, mate?
Well, I'd be the way, as I was just saying, the sort of corner there, there isn't an awful lot of pace in it, I don't think. And for that reason, I don't think it would particularly work well for Album Photo or Santini. Delta Works had a hard season. I've always been a massive fan of Lost in Translation, and I think in Gold Cup terms, he's probably a bit of a speed horse, even though I've never doubted he would stay even in a properly run one. So he is the main one I'm after, and you know there's some big prices, I think, going around for him just now. But having been against Clan des Obeaux for so long, I'm increasingly worried that it will be steadily enough run that he might get home. So might have a little saver on him, but I still think Lost in Translation's Betfair Chase win is the best form on offer from this season, and for that reason, I'll definitely be going for him.
And for you, Connor, who wins the Cheltenham Gold Cup?
Yeah, I think the favourites. I think he's going to take a lot of beating. Like he has had quite a restrained season, campaigned by William Mullins. Clearly, one eye in the Gold Cup. I think he's dodged the tougher races the Delta Work has gone through. Jumps stays well. I think Kimbo could actually go on a little bit in this race, even though he's probably not the strongest player. Like, but I think they'll be reasonably positive on him. I don't think it's going to be. I don't think they're going to walk in this race. And I think that Alvin Fodor is probably the classiest horse.
The thing with Kemboy is that if it was anybody else riding him, I think he would make the running. But it's not really Patrick Mullins' style, is it?
Possibly not, but I think they had some regrets from the last day that they didn't make more use of him in Leopardstown. So I don't think they're gonna want to ask themselves the same question after today. Obviously, yeah, Patrick, he does ride restrained races typically, but he's well capable of going from the front where he needs to be.
Keith, if you fancy Lost in Translation, right, could you put punters off having an each way bet on Bristol Demai?
No, you can't. He runs his race admirably often. You know that a lot gets made of his Haydock, affiliation, but he was third in this race last year. You know, the more I look at last year's race, the more it was actually not that badly. It wasn't a speed Gold Cup, and he still just about made it home. So in a speed Gold Cup, at actually a bigger price this year in what's maybe not even as strong a race, you can definitely see it, can't you? There's very few horses in this race that it would surprise me if they placed. You know, you go right down to the bottom and Real Steel and Elliot Escape, you are struggling to see them. I don't think Mona Lee can possibly stay. But anything else, nothing, especially with four places like Paddy Power are offering. Absolutely, you know, 10 of the 12 at least, and maybe even 9. You couldn't be surprised if they were in the four. So yeah, Bristol Demai definitely comes into it.
All right, it's a massive puzzle this year. There's people are going to be changing their minds until the off, and I'm going to be even trickier here and ask for the 1-2-3. Don't need the reason for it, just want the 1-2-3 in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Connor?
I'm going to say Album Photo to beat Santini and Kemboy to finish third.
Lovely. And Keith?
Lost in Translation beats Presenting Percy of Clan des Obeaux in third.
Whatever happens, this is definitely the most intriguing race. It's going to be absolutely incredible to watch. Remember, you can bet on Paddy Power's website to get those places and on the Racing Post app. Of course, it's not just the Gold Cup today. Today is one of the biggest betting days of the year. Have you got any other fancies away from the Gold Cup, Keith?
The Triumph's going to be a fascinating race because you've got three horses that just want to lead and will throw their head up if they can. I'd be surprised if the winner wasn't either Solo or Goshen. Goshen is probably going to be in the Ebor and the Cesarovic in 5-6 months' time. He's got loads of talent. And Solo is probably, for me, the biggest danger to Shishkin in next year's Arkle as it stands. So that'll be a really fascinating race. It will be price dependent. I don't think Solo should be that much bigger than Goshen at the moment. And the Grand Annual, I'm on Greenestein Anti-Post. He just had the look of a horse that was going to go up short for this race. And you can imagine he might even be shorter than Force come the time. But I've also backed Ballywood each way in that race. And in the County Hurdle, I like the look of Embittered's form as an each way prospect. He was a really classy bumper horse. He was only beaten a couple of lengths in the Punchestown Champion bumper last year. won a maiden on his first run over hurdles, had a couple of runs in grade ones, including he was fifth in that Royal Bond that Envoy Ayan won from Abacadabra, Starver Star. He was only 10 lengths back in fifth. And he has had a go in handicap since he got squeezed out at the wrong sort of time and looked like a stronger pace would suit. And I think he, even off 146, might be a little bit better than that.
Perfect. And Connor, who have you got your eye on day four of the Cheltenham Festival?
Yeah, he's been a little bit weak in the early exchanges, but I like the way you're thinking in the last day. The Martin Pipe is probably my best bet of the day. He won twice at the Bella Festival last year, and he's had two runs in very competitive two-man handicap hurdles in Ireland over the winter. Those races have worked out pretty well. Some of the horses involved have run well this week even. I do think he's a horse that can progress maybe 7 or 8 pounds off his mark. He come up to Galway Hill well, so hopefully he'll do something similar to Cheltenham Hill. He's my main bet of the day. And in the first race, yeah, like the guys in the office are very, very positive in Goshen. And he's been very well backed as well in the Triumph, so he can get favourite backers off to a flyer.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic day four. I cannot wait for it. We'll go for a quick break and we'll look at Cheltenham 2021 anti-post selection from the lads.
So, does an each-way bet mean that my horse has to do part of the race in reverse?
Everyone loves a newbie. That's why Paddy Power Games are giving all new customers 60 free spins on daily jackpot games. New Paddy Power Games customers only. One per customer. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to the Racing Postcast with me, Rob Lee, joined by Keith Melrose and Connor Magner from Paddy Power. Let's look then at 2021 Cheltenham anti-post tips. You may think it's a bit crazy. I mean, we've got 362 days left. But this time last year at the course on the postcards, Bruce asked the team for their anti-post selections this time last year. And we got an absolute gem from Darren Hughes from Paddy Power. He told us to get on champion bumper winner Envoy Allen for the Ballymore at 14-1. Look what happened. As easy as you like. So we're going to try it and get a few from Keith and Connor. Starting with you, Keith, what do you fancy?
Well, the really sort of hard-headed one, I think, is Paisley Park in the Stairs. Yesterday, he lost both front shoes. It came out after the race, and he did go through the race like he wasn't entirely comfortable with something. And there's also the idea that, you know, that race was pretty unique. What Dickie did on Apple's Jade made that into a really atypical sort of Stairs hurdle. And you know, you wouldn't be scared of Lisnagar Oscar, would you, with all due respect? You know, he's probably a 155-ish horse and no better than that. We know Paisley Park's an awful lot better. He's had one off day, and as a result, he's 7-1. I can't see on via LN staying over hurdles. I think they'll try and turn him into a Gold Cup horse now. Benny the Jew will probably stick to Mayor's company. Sire de Berley would have, you know, he is interesting for the Stairs, but 16s is... You know, when you've got Paisley Park, who's got former Storm Better at his best at sevens, he's the one that's definitely the better with those two. And to talk about a big one very quickly, I thought the Big Breakaway, who's a half-brother to Kildasar, and lots of other staying chasers, he's 33-1 for the RSA chase next year. Looked like a horse that will be better up in trip once over fences. He's got a lot of size. And in the RSA, I thought at 33s, he was an eye-catchingly big prize.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean... Just touching on Paisley Park for a second, a lot of people would have had that as the banker of the festival. A lot of people would have put that in the multiples. And we have to alliterate that these things do happen. Horses aren't machines. I think Emma Lavelle said that they aren't machines. They do sometimes have an off day. So I'm 100% with you there, Keith, on Paisley Park. Shit, the price. I mean, this time last year, he did win it. He was 3-1 for the next one. I think 7-1 is a massive, massive price, to be honest.
There's no way Envoy Allen goes for the Stairs, is there?
No way, no.
He's over fences now, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
looks a certainty to go over fences, doesn't he?
Is that he's already been said?
Yeah, I think it's... I don't think Gordon Elliott really entertains running horses and Stairs hurdling as he needs to. This horse looks a chaser all over.
Absolutely does. And I said after he won on Wednesday, he looked so good that they're either going to try and make him a champion hurdler or a Gold Cup winner. And neither of those involve going via the Stairs hurdle route. So he's 92. That's 20% of the book straight out the window. and Paisley Park is, as I just think, it's 7-1. It's recency bias, isn't it? We're less than 24 hours from him running a poor race that has some mitigation. You know, this is the time to strike and get him at sevens.
Absolutely. And Connor, have you got any gems for us for the 2021 Cheltenham Festival at this stage?
Well, as you mentioned, Darren Hughes put up the Ballymore winner of this year in Envoy Allen. I'm going to try and put up next year's Ballymore winner, but he didn't actually run in Cheltenham. He ran in Gorn Park last week. Bob Ollinger for Henry de Bromhead and the Patrick Mullins won a bumper him very impressively in Gorn Park. He beat quite a well-touted horses of Gordon Elliott and another mare, William Mullins's. Just trying to see if anyone quoted him at the moment. You probably get him at 16s or 20s. I think this horse is probably going to run in a winner's bumper in maybe the Punchestown Festival if it goes ahead, if he's running in the season. I think he looked an exceptionally talented horse that day, and he's one for me.
Perfect. Now, it wouldn't be a postcast without previewing the weekend's action. Now, there hasn't actually been an official comment from anyone about whether after Cheltenham these races will go behind closed doors, whether they'll be off or not, but we are treating it as if it's on. We, of course, have the Midlands Grand National on Saturday, 3:35 at Uttoxeter. Connor, can we get some prices?
Yeah, the field's headed by Christmas in April at 9-2 for Richard Johnson and Colin Tizzard. The Rasher Counter and Trucker's Lodge both 5-1. Petty Power 13-2. 10s Dominator and Frank Venture and 12s Bar.
And who do you fancy, Connor?
I was given Petty Power a chance. He ran quite well in the Classic Chase at Warwick behind Kimberley Candy. He finished ahead of the conditional that day. I think it was one or two more horses in that race have come out and run well since. It was kind of an odd thing to say, but he may not have been far enough for him that day. Like, this horse stays forever and ever. He won, albeit a four-runner race, he won the course in November, and I think he's a good claimer, taking off £7 from 10 stones, so he's carrying a featherweight, and I can see him running quite well.
Perfect. And Keith, who do you fancy?
It's a smashing race, isn't it? It is. Sometimes the Midlands National is just full of old horses getting their day out. I think the likeliest winner is probably Trucker's Lodge. That Welsh National form is very strong in this company, and he's only £2 higher now. Lorcan Williams, as we know, is a really capable rider. While he's the likeliest winner, I think the one at prices I'm going to have a go on is Dominator, who looked like he wanted 4 miles from the minute he jumped the fence. And he now gets that chance. He was a little bit slow in a pretty muddling grade two at Weatherby, the Towton, last time. Before that, he had looked a real, real stare. He'd won a couple of races around Chepstow. And yeah, I think he's been absolutely crying out for the trip.
Perfect. And obviously, ITV4 are showing racing from Uttoxeter in Kempton. I won't go through the card, guys, but is there anything else on ITV that you fancy, either at Kempton or Uttoxeter? Keith, we'll start with you.
Obviously, On the Slope is running at Kempton and is going to be very popular, but you might actually end up being too short. I thought Hill 16 in the 225 at Uttoxeter, I think that race is on the telly. That is an interesting horse. It's a bit quirky, but has got a bit of scope still off that mark. I actually fancy one at Newcastle. It won't be on the telly, but if Bolognese is declared for the 420 at Newcastle, he'll have a really, really strong chance. It's a dropping grade for him into a sort of not to 125 sort of company, and he might take an awful lot of beating in that grade.
Perfect. And Connor, do you have any more for us on ITV4 on Saturday?
I was having a look. Unfortunately, there didn't look to be too much that was appealing to me. One horse, I think she arguably should have been running in the Marsh race in Cheltenham, which has been rerouted to Limerick on Sunday for the 3:45. Sal Serretta, she probably won't be much of a... she won't get Rich back in her, but I think she'll take an awful lot of beating in that. She could be a linchpin for any multiples over the weekend.
Perfect, and there's only one more thing to do. Let's get your naps.
This will not be beaten.
Keith, what's your nap?
Lost in Translation has drifted too much. I'm just really excited about backing him now.
Perfect. And Connor?
I like the way you're thinking. It's round after festival in style.
Perfect, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. And apologies for the shorter show. Obviously, Cheltenham is a busy time for all. If you enjoy these shows, make sure you rate, review and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. And tell us on Twitter your fancies for this weekend and today on day 4 of the Cheltenham Festival. Maddie will be back Monday to look back at every race at the Cheltenham Festival. It's going to be a busy time for her on Monday. Until then, we will see you soon. Gamble responsibly. Bye-bye.
I'm Jose Mourinho. I know a thing or two about being special. Getting a road named after you in your hometown, special. Winning the daily jackpot on Paddy Power Games, not special.
Understood, Jose. Yes, someone wins an average £40,000 jackpot every single day. So if you win, don't think you're special. Daily jackpots by Paddy Power Games. Jackpots must be awarded by 11 p.m. and vary from day to day. Jackpot is shared with other operators, available on selected games. T's and C's at paddypower.com. 18+ BeGambleAware.org.